Meseches Ma'aser Sheni Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches Halishchos Benuyos Berkorish Upsuchos Lachol. Continue on our theme of boundaries in the Mishnah. We now move towards the boundaries of the Beis Hamikdash. The Lishchos, those chambers that are built in the Kodesh, but yet their entrance is outside to the non-Kodesh part. Tochan Chol, V'gago Sehen Kodesh. Their inside is considered not Kodesh, and their roofs are considered Kodesh.
Benuyos b'chol upesuchos l'kodesh, if they were built on non-sanctified land, but they open up to the sanctified area, tochan kodesh v'gagosehen chol. In that case, their interiors are sanctified, but the roofs are secular. Benuyos b'kodesh u'b'chol, if they're built on both sanctified and non-sanctified land, upesuchos l'kodesh v'l'chol, and they open to both sanctified and non-sanctified areas, tochan v'gagusehen mikneged hakodesh v'l'kodesh, then the roofs that are opposite the sanctified area and the doorways that open up to the sanctified area, kodesh, those portions would be sanctified, mikneged hachol v'l'chol, and those that are opposite the secular areas and that open to the secular areas, chol, then those would be non-sanctified.
Maseches Ma'aser Sheni Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes Ma'aser Sheni Shenichnas LeYerushalayim V'Nitmar. The Mishnah returns to speaking about the halachas so that Ma'aser Sheni might not even be able to leave Yerushalayim once it's there. So what happens if it becomes tame? So Ma'aser Sheni Shenichnas LeYerushalayim V'Nitmar. Ben shnitma ke be'ava tuma, ben shnitma bevlad hatuma. Doesn't make a difference how the Ma'aser Sheni was metame, whether it was from a source of tuma excluding a dead body, or someone who was metame through one of those sources of tuma, it makes no difference. Ben mifnim ben b'chutz, whether it was inside Yerushalayim, whether it's outside Yerushalayim, be shama umim yipade v'yachol hakol b'fnim. You should redeem the Kedusha off of that Tamei Ma'aser Sheni and eat it inside, though, because we're afraid that people will say, I saw Ma'aser Sheni being eaten outside of Yerushalayim. Chutz mishnitma ba'afa tuma b'chutz. Except for the case of Ma'aser Sheni that actually became Tamei through a source of tuma outside of Yerushalayim. And the reasoning behind this is because the Rav says that because of this, since when he went into Yerushalayim with a Tamei Ma'aser, Yerushalayim did not absorb it. Beis Hillel Omrim, Hakol Yipada V'Yechol B'Chutz, everything is redeemed, and you eat it outside of Yerushalayim, chutz mishen nitma bivlad hatoma bifnim, except for a case where something is betame through something which touched a source of tuma, excluding a dead body, in Yerushalayim, because in that way people wouldn't be able to distinguish between when it was metame through somebody who happened to be tame. There's no curl on that, and people would come to think that you were eating something of Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim.